Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for next hour. And although I never actually sort of put a note in the beginning of these programs, I've chosen a film this week called Live and Die in L.A. And I decided to do this before we actually knew what was going to happen in L.A. the day after I thought about it. That's the only time I've ever done this. Okay, it's time-stamped, this particular edition of Director's Cut. So what? Anyway, Live and Die in L.A., 1985, American neo-noir action thriller, as it's called. It was directed and written by William Friedkin, who was responsible for French Connection and The Exorcist, complete contrast to those films, of course. Well, the film tells a story of the lengths to which two Secret Service agents go to arrest a counterfeiter. Here's the trailer.
Come on, you ain't going out there alone.
I got three more days on the job. I want to make the most of it.
The point is that we're partners, right?
Buddy, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Rick Masters killed. Now you need a partner. Let me tell you something, amigo. I'm going to bag Masters, and I don't give a shit how I do it.
I hear you.
We got a chance to make him on a hand-to-hand fight, which is something he cannot beat in court.
You're not the first agents to get next to Masters.
You're not wired, are you?
Now you be a printer.
Have it, fellow.
The film was released by MGM United Artists on November the 1st, 1985. It received generally positive reviews, with critics praising its authenticity and the cinematography by Robert Mueller. It was a financial success, grossing $17.3 million from a $6 million budget. And the music? Wow, it is superb. It is Wang Chung, and here we go. This is the title track, Live and Die in L.A.
Time to go away. I have to be smart. Love together every day. these nights together. Is this the way I'll live my life forever? I wonder why in LA, to live and die in LA.
Opening track from the movie Wang Chung and Live and Die in LA. Well, I'm going to give you the plot in just a few moments, but before that, here is a fascinating description of the making of the film and whatever happened to Living and Die in LA.
It's a world of counterfeit money, high-speed freeway chases, and Wang Chung. To Live and Die in L.A. would have one of William Friedkin's strangest productions ever. And this is from the guy who brought us The Exorcist, a movie with such a fabled production that many still consider it cursed. To Live and Die in L.A. was plagued with lawsuits both at and by its director. There too were run-ins with the Treasury Department over counterfeit cash, a cycle of disputes over residuals, and so much more. But that's all just part of what makes it so damn good.
Absolute dynamite.
And while it proved to be the sort of box office success William Friedkin needed, it's the cult status it has nearly 40 years on that keeps it going today. And now, a word from Wang Chung, who did the soundtrack to Live and Die in L.A., thus further tying almost solely to its decade. Friedkin reportedly wanted Miles Davis, you know, because there's a clear trajectory from a jazz pioneer to a band who names a song after themselves. For the music, Friedkin asked that Wang Chung create songs that don't have an end or a beginning. He even directed the music video for the title track, which we have to admit is pretty bodacious. On November 1st, 1985, To Live and Die in L.A. was released, pulling in $3.5 million and opening at number 2 behind Death Wish 3. It would go on to gross $17 million domestically, nearly tripling its budget, giving William Friedkin the sort of hit that he needed after a series of duds. As for reviews at the time, To Live and Die in L.A. fared just fine.
New York, when I was younger and I'd be going out to clubs, these real imposing guys would say, "Whoa, it's Rick Masters," you know. Somehow it worked. That character was like, made people nervous.
Oh, yes, indeed. William Dafoe played Rick Masters in the movie To Live and Die in L.A. Let's look at the plot. Well, after foiling an assassination attempt by an Islamic jihadist on President Reagan, Secret Service agents Richard Chance and Jimmy Hart are assigned as counterfeiting investigators in the Los Angeles field office. Well, days away from retirement, Hart stakes out a warehouse in the desert used by an artist-turned-counterfeiter, Eric Rick Masters, and is killed by Masters and his bodyguard. Well, Jack Chance, who's earned a reputation for impulsive behavior, vows to his new partner, John Valkovich, that he will take Masters down by any means necessary.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. The Director's Cut this week features Live and Die in LA with great music by Wang Chung, as we continue now with the next track from the soundtrack from Live and Die in LA. Lullaby. We continue after a bit more of the plot. Chance and Volkovich arrest Master's mule, Carl Cody, after he makes a delivery to attorney Max Waxman, who lies to Masters that he never received the money. Well, the agents place Waxman under surveillance, but he's betrayed by Master's girlfriend, Bianca, and murdered by Masters. The by-the-book Volkovich is uncomfortable with Chance's increasingly reckless and unethical tactics, while Chance relies on his sexual extortion relationship with Ruth, an informant on parole whom he threatens to send back to prison. Wake Up and Stop Dreaming by Wang Chung from the movie Live and Die in L.A., where when Masters attempts to have Cody killed in prison, Chance arranges for his supervised release, but Cody escapes. Volkovich convinces Masters' attorney Bob Grimes to arrange a meeting between his client and the two agents who pose as offshore bankers from Palm Springs seeking $1 million in fake bills. Well, Masters demands $30,000 in front money, which the agency refuses to authorize. Well, desperate to entrap Masters, Chance persuades Volkovich to aid him in robbing Thomas Ling, a man Ruth learned will be carrying $50,000 to purchase stolen diamonds, which, of course, leads to the amazing car chase in the movie Live and Die in L.A. Let's hear the song now. Wait.
Seen. So wait it with me until 6:15. cause you're very late. I know you're gone anyway, and I can hardly wait. Evidently, there's a difficulty. I know you're gone anyway, and I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. Approaching in the eyes of the crowd, the traffic and people got their arse on down. But in a couple of moments they will all disappear, because we're ever so close when we're ever so near. I'm waiting for you, but you're very late. I know you come anyway, and I can hardly wait. Evidently there's a difficulty. I know you'll come anyway, and I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. Punctuality is never much to me. Being yourself is the main thing. Forget about the time. Being yourself is the main thing. The main thing. The main thing. The main thing. There's a difficulty. I know you're going to be right, and I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait.
TRE.
Card.
With Alan T.
Here we are again after the break, and well, we continue with the story from the movie Live and Die in LA. They intercept Ling at Union Station and seize the cash at gunpoint under the 6th Street Viaduct, but are followed by associates who open fire, accidentally killing Ling. Well, after a panicked car chase, it really is a good car chase, Chance and Volkovich finally escape by going the wrong way on the freeway. It may not be a car chase, but it's pretty frightening stuff. Apparently, Volkovich, the actor who plays him, was absolutely scared when they were filming this because he was actually in the backseat of the car. And Peterson was actually doing some of the driving as well. Crazy man, crazy man. Well, the next daily briefing reveals that Ling was an undercover FBI agent. Oh, yes. And his associates were an FBI agent detail. I thought that might be the case because when they actually stopped them, at the intersection, and the associates got out the car, they didn't actually start firing. They just say, you know, pointed their guns, which is kind of an indication that they were federals or not just bad guys. So I sort of felt that at the time when I first saw the movie. And anyway, consumed by guilt, Volkovich meets with Grimes, who advises him to testify against Chance in exchange for a lighter sentence. Volkovich refuses to implicate his partner, who recaptures Cody in the end. The music continues now from Wang Chung. City of Angels, great, great track. I always remember this, and the beautiful, beautiful sunrise showing on the screen. the music of Wang Chung from the movie To Live and Die in L.A., where the two agents meet with Masters and Jack for the exchange and attempt to arrest them, but Jack and Chance fatally shoot each other as Masters escapes. Volkovich pursues Masters to his warehouse workshop, where he's burning all evidence of his crimes. Well, Masters asks why Volkovich did not take Grimes' advice to turn his partner in, revealing that Grimes is working on Masters' behalf all along. Well, subduing Volkovich, Masters covers him with shredded bills to set him on fire, but Volkovich awakens and shoots Masters repeatedly as the counterfeiter burns alive. It's the Red Stare. So effective. Well, picking up to leave Los Angeles, Ruth is confronted by Volkovich, now dressed much like Chance. Yeah. She defends her right to keep the remaining $20,000 Chance left with her, but Volkovich suggests that she knew Ling was an FBI agent and set Chance up. Embracing Chance's willingness to do whatever it takes and assuming the control of Ruth's life, Volkovich declares that she now works for him. Well, this piece of music, I think, sort of sums up the sound, the effect you got from the music from Wang Chung in the film. I love this. It's so, so positive. Energy is there. Let's enjoy. We'll be right back. featuring the music from the movie To Live and Die in L.A., all by Wang Chung. Well, on the production side, director William Friedkin was given Gerald Petrovich's novel in manuscript form and found it very authentic. Well, the filmmaker also was fascinated by the absolutely surrealistic nature of the job of a Secret Service agent outside Washington, D.C. When the film deal was announced, Petrovich was investigated by a rival for a pending office promotion and felt a lot of resentment against me for making the movie, and some animosity against me in the Secret Service existed, exacerbated by the agent in the Los Angeles field office who suddenly resigned a few weeks after initiating the investigation. So we're near at the end now. We're going to have a listen to this track, which of course is also very, very significant. Every Big City takes us towards the end of our music today from the movie To Live and Die in L.A. the music of To Live and Die in L.A. by Wang Chung. We're going to play out with probably their most famous hit, which, of course, is Dance Hall Days. And although it doesn't appear on the soundtrack, it actually is in the film. So we're going to play that after I've just said my usual thanks to Mally and for Eamon for helping me put the program together. And I have a guest in the studio today. He's Mark. He's, I suppose you can call him a broadcast student. Hi, Mark. There you go. Right, we're going to go out with this one from Wang Chung, all recognisable, of course. Dance All Days, thanks so much indeed for your company. Hope you enjoy it. Talk to you next time.
Take your baby by the hand, make her do a high handstand. Take your baby by the heel, do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We will go on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew believed, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the hand, pull her close and there, there, there. Take your baby by the ears, play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were go on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew believed, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 And you need her. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew believed, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days long.
Well, we have a little bit of time left, so I thought I'd drop in the other big hit, which of course is Everybody Has Fun Tonight. Hope you enjoy the music of Wang Chung. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.